Hi, it's Ian Pickus. It's the Congressional Corner, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Alan Chartok with our friend Tim Versalotti of the Western New England University Poll and professor of political science. Okay, Tim, Senator Elizabeth Warren, probably one of the members of the adult table in this Democratic primary. How's she doing so far?
The Warren campaign has been fascinating to watch, especially in the last month or so. Let's talk about the adult table first, though. These televised debates that are coming up in Miami involving the crowded field for the Democratic nomination, they're split over two nights, 10 candidates per night. You had to qualify either by registering at 1% in three nationally recognized polls, or you had to hit a fundraising mark of donations from 65,000 donors. That led to 20 folks qualifying, 10 per night. And what we see is that then they were assigned at random to the debates, and Elizabeth Warren drew the card for the first night against mostly folks lagging in the back of the pack. One of the exceptions would be Cory Booker. She will be at center stage. NBC is positioning the candidates based on their standings in the polls, and she will have a lot of the media attention on that first night. What she won't have is a chance to go head to head with the candidates who are leading or neck and neck with her in the Democratic primary race. So she won't get to appear alongside former Vice President Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, all of whom will be going the second night. So a mixed bag there. She'll have the spotlight, but voters won't get to see her, at least in this first debate. Let's point out, this is the first of 12 debates, so there will be opportunities down the road. Now, though, let's talk a little bit about her standing in the polls, because there has been some movement if you look at recent polling. Joe Biden leads every national poll, no question about it. Anywhere from a quarter to a third of likely Democratic primary voters choose him as their first pick in a primary or caucus. Second place, though, had belonged to Bernie Sanders by and large nationally, and Elizabeth Warren is creeping up. The last couple of national polls, she has either been slightly ahead or neck and neck with Bernie Sanders when you take into account the margin of error for the survey. So in the last month or so, she's seen some improvement in her numbers, not just nationally, but in the early primary and caucus states.
Let's talk about one of her colleagues in the delegation, and that is Seth Moulton of Eastern Massachusetts. He is definitely from the kids' table in this field, isn't he?
Not only from the kids' table, he's actually sitting in the kitchen looking at the leftovers. He doesn't even get to come to the meal. Of the 23 contenders, three didn't make the cut, and Seth Moulton was one of them. There was a deadline to reach those metrics. He wasn't registering at 1% in any polling, but he was trying to qualify by hitting the required minimum number of donors. He was using social media up to the very end, just couldn't crack the barrier that he needed to get in. And it does beg the question, well, what are you doing? What is the logic? What is the purpose of this candidacy? And he has been very clear in saying he got in late. He's got a lot to offer the American people. It's a question of building his fundraising, building his name recognition, and he's not dissuaded by this first test of candidate strength.
Okay, sticking with the Bay State, let's talk about the curious case of William Weld. There's an AP story not long ago about his run through New Hampshire as he's trying to get Republicans to peel off from President Trump and possibly support him in a primary. And of course, this comes after he ran on the Libertarian ticket last time. So what's Governor Weld up to?
Well, he is the one declared Republican taking on President Trump in the primaries next year. A few other prominent Republicans, Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio, had considered or been approached about challenging the president. They both have taken a hard pass. So we've got William Weld, former Massachusetts governor, libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2016 on the ticket with Gary Johnson. So he's spending time in New Hampshire. He's doing the things that you do when you were running in the New Hampshire primary, speaking at town halls, visiting diners, shaking hands. And he says he's in it for the long haul. His chief advisor is Stuart Stevens, whom people might remember as Mitt Romney's chief strategist in the 2012 presidential election. Stevens has worked with Weld for many, many years. He's well regarded in political circles as a good strategist. And so this is more than just a vanity candidacy, but how much more we're all waiting to see. Weld has not been setting a fire in terms of fundraising. He's certainly more of a curiosity than a threat to the president in terms of renomination. But he's out there and he's trying to provide some sort of counterbalance to President Trump among Republican voters, more as a curiosity, though, than as a serious threat at this point.
Well, can the never Trumpers who are remaining in the Republican Party do any sort of damage to President Trump at this point?
Well, they do it at their peril, and that is one reason why the field has been so slim in terms of taking on an incumbent president. And that's historically true as well. You don't want to alienate the base. You don't want to bring to an end your own political career. The candidates who have been most successful in these outside challenges really have been crusaders. You look at Ted Kennedy taking on Jimmy Carter when Carter was running for renomination and re-election in 1980, or Pat Buchanan taking on George Herbert Walker Bush in 1992. These were candidates with a mission, with a message. And in terms of former Governor Weld, the message right now is he's not Trump. But in order to get any traction, you probably need a more powerful message than that, because President Trump is very popular with the Republican base right now.
Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University poll and professor of political science. Tim, when we come back the next time, I have some more Bay State politicians to ask you about.
I look forward to it.